From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany, reading Birds of Prey, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jantz. We'll begin with the prologue.
"Hit me again,"
Dr. Kenneth Glass said as the bartender walked past. The man gave Ken a questioning look, and not without reason. There had been cocktails before dinner, and wine with, and now he had just finished downing his third after-dinner Glenmorangie.
"That's all right,"
Ken reassured the barkeep.
"I'm not driving anywhere."
Well, the bartender went to pour the next drink. Ken fumbled his cell phone out of his pocket and tried calling home. Again. And still, even though it was well past 2 a.m. back home in Atlanta, Georgia, his wife was not yet home.
"Shit,"
Ken muttered as he flipped the phone shut and stuck it back in his pocket.
"Pardon me?"
the bartender asked.
"No, nothing,"
Ken said, taking his drink.
"I've been calling and calling, but my wife's still out,"
he added in explanation. There was no reason to make the bartender think Ken was mad at him.
"You work your butt off, and what does it get you? A wife who likes the money you make just fine, but doesn't really give a crap about you."
The bartender nodded sympathetically.
"Ain't that the truth?"
he said, turning to answer a summons from another customer. Ken pulled the drink toward him and then stared down into the glass, as if hoping the liquid gold contents might hold the answer to some of his burning questions. He tried to remember the reasons Fay had given him for not wanting to come along on this trip. Let's see, there was the Buckhead Garden Club meeting, and since Fay Glass was the newly installed vice president, she certainly couldn't be expected to miss their first spring meeting just because her husband was being honored with a dinner at a national convocation of his fellow neurosurgeons. No, Fay's garden club meeting was far more important than that. But it was almost 3 a.m. back home in Atlanta, and the garden club meeting sure as hell wasn't running that late. Ken took a sip of the single malt scotch. Despite the booze he had consumed, he felt he was thinking clearly, maybe for the first time in months. The signs had been there for a long time, all the classic signs of marital discord, disinterest in sex and in almost everything else as well, everything that had to do with Ken, that is. The two exceptions had been the Buckhead Garden Club and Fay's new laptop computer, which had become her constant companion. She took it with her everywhere, stowed in the trunk of her shiny white Lexus. He had finally smelled a rat, or rather, Ken had allowed himself to smell a rat, when Fay had refused to come along on this trip with him, even though she knew how important it was to him to be honored by his peers. Ken had done his best to convince her to change her mind. Babo Kivari Mountain Resort was one of Scottsdale's newest and finest. Always before, Fay would have jumped at the chance to accompany him. This time she had simply refused, and no amount of coaxing had persuaded her otherwise.
"What if she's having one of those cyber affairs?"
Ken asked himself for the first time.
"What if she's picked up some loser on the internet, and she's going to leave me for him?"
The whole idea was almost unthinkable, but Ken forced himself to think about what would be, for him, the worst-case scenario. At 3 o'clock in the morning, kidding himself about the Buckhead Garden Club just didn't cut it anymore. "Is this seat taken?" someone asked over his shoulder. Ken turned to find himself faced with a handsome young man in his mid to late 30s.
"Help yourself,"
Ken said. The young man settled onto the bar stool while Ken made one more futile attempt to call home.